Good morning.
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 Are you okay to take notes, Shelley?
Yeah, I could do that.
Thanks. All right, looks like we have enough to get started. Maccabee, you want an update from CC?
Yeah, do you mind refreshing the screen?
Yes.
So basically, what they did today was talk through what their goals would be for the next 6 months, I guess for the end of the calendar year or whatever. And a lot of it was trying to identify subgroups that are working on things. So they referenced the counting things working group that Jen and Christy are part of. There was a bit of discussion about the membership work and the various things they're trying to do to expand the membership pool. They have had a membership group for a while, but they're sort of formalizing it with a new charge. And one of the things that they've talked about, or that I guess actually all the councils talked about a little bit to potentially increase membership, was including some sort of training as part of membership tiers. And so there's a subgroup trying to work on that. And there are a few other things that they talked about focusing on this spring. But the budget and AWS costs was something that was discussed a little bit. They're trying to get some additional expertise in some of those discussions and then figure out the budget related to that. And then it was brought up, of course, that they're waiting on answers to the legal questions that our licensing subgroup sent their way. And so we're waiting. OLF is working with EBSCO's attorneys, and we're waiting for some response on that stuff.
Thank you. Anything from PC, Christy?
So, obviously, the PC didn't meet last week, but I do have a reminder that for those of you that are interested in the work that Martin Schultz is doing within the PC to create a space for collecting and sharing out community built or community developed resources. He will be presenting and leading a discussion on that at the Folio Implementers Group tomorrow. And then in February, again, he'll be visiting the SysOps groups to also have a discussion on that. And I'm actually reaching out to Jeremy and Caitlin I'm working on a communication to them about following up on the process for PC endorsement and the pipeline to the technical council module review process. And I will be copying you, the two of you, Jen and Alameda, on that communication so we can have a discussion together about the best platform for making sure we're all on the same page and that we have explicit criteria for understanding when PC endorsement is needed and when it's not, and making sure that that aligns that the practice aligns with our values in that area.
Great, thank you. There was no RMS this week. Anything from security? Okay, and Craig.
Yes,
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
and see, as security, we have business as usual, and I would like to mention this is the first time that we found a security vulnerability that won't get fixed in Ramzins, because with the new year, Ramzins is effectively out of support. That's for the security team.
Is it okay to ask a question? Maybe I should just know this. So usually like vulnerabilities get fixed and then announced. So in this case, are we just gonna announce the vulnerability but not do anything?
Well, we have this support period decision, and we said that there will be 3 months with reporting of the security team about these vulnerabilities, so that p institutions can take into account whether they will still continue running Ramzins or if they accept the risk.
Right. I guess I meant like, so have we told them what it is? Or do they have to come to the security team to find out what it is? Like, I'm just asking, wondering about that mechanism.
Well, I've added it to the hot fix release page, so
Ah,
people
okay.
can see it there.
Thank you. And Craig is not here, so I don't think there's any early adopter news. So I put this on to follow up from the Tri-Council meeting. I don't, well, I guess I thought we might just have a discussion for a few minutes. Whether there was anything other folks wanted to talk about from that. And then I had just written down a couple of things here that, it seems like stuff for us to follow up on and trying to think about what format we want to do that in. So, does anybody else have anything first? Okay. So, we had had some. Is Wayne here? Because I feel like Wayne was the instigator. He's not. At WolfCon last year, I think it was WolfCon, we had, yeah, it's my memory is because we were in those other rooms when we did the shoulder meetings. So it looks different in my mind than the rest of WolfCon. We had this discussion about what WolfCon is like for developers, or for teams, or just people more involved on the development side, and whether there's anything TC wants to do to help coordinate sessions that might be interesting to developers or more appealing to them. And so that stuck out as one of the things that we haven't started on. Usually the request for sessions goes out, a couple months before WolfCon. So that's a few months away at this point. But if we wanted to do something really different. Like, I don't know if we'd want to start out with like the dreaded survey and get some feedback from teams, or if people here feel like they have enough contact with teams. Just how we might want to start thinking about that. The other thing is that this year is in Prague. So, you know, a lot of our developers are not in North America. And so that location might be a place where we'll have more developers turn up in person, or maybe not. Either way, Wolfcon always has the online track, but not being in North America might be a good year to have some focus on dev teams. So I guess I want to throw that out there, see if anybody is particularly interested in championing this, and then think about whether this is, does this turn into a subgroup, or do we just tackle this like on a Wednesday to start at least. Right, I'm done rambling.
I would say a Wednesday.
Okay, sounds good. Maccabee?
No, I think a Wednesday is a good place to start with it.
Great. Okay. So I've added dates to the calendar, so we'll pick a Wednesday for it. The other thing that came up in the Tri-Council was the community directed development slash DIT process and all of that. And some of the things that touch TC from that were the things around sort of figuring out what it takes to maintain a module. I'm wondering a little bit whether TC should focus on the maintenance questions and leave the sort of DIP process to PC, because it seems a little bit like we might just know more about that. I don't know. But anyway, I guess the same question. This seems like probably also another Wednesday. The other question here, I think, is whether it's the right time for us to get involved at all. Do we need to get Jeremy to give us some specific homework before we even want to take this up? Or do we feel like we can, or do we have any interest in being self-directed in anything around this? Is anybody particularly interested in working on it? Maccabee?
I think I agree with your hesitancy about it. I think it would be helpful to know specifically where we could contribute productively, if at all, because from the Tri-Council, I got another bit of confusion, I think, about what Jeremy and Caitlin were hoping to do in a broader than PC way on that. And I don't think it would be good for us to just start picking up pieces in a vacuum without knowing specifically what would be helpful.
Okay. So we have that CDD Slack channel. So maybe what I'll do is just post in there and say TC wants some more specific direction before we start working and just see how that goes over. Okay. Was there anything else from that meeting that I'm not thinking of that folks want to talk about? Or, I mean, I guess we could also talk here. You know, I know CC was looking at their 6 months ahead and PC was sort of. Is there anything else that we think TC should do in the next 6 months, essentially between now and the next election, I guess? Anything that's on your mind? All right, if you think of something later, put it in Slack. So, why don't we give people a little time to think about the Wolfcon thing and maybe do that February 4th?
Okay.
That seem good? Okay. So Shelley can put that in the notes that February 4th TBD will be WolfCon. Maccabee?
Yeah, I just in terms of the scope of that, my memory of that discussion is yes, we were talking about WolfCon and if there's a developer track for that, but I think we were also talking in that discussion about potentially like a halfway between WolfCon virtual event for developers. If I'm the only one remembering this, then forget about it. But
No,
I thought
I
we were
remember that
trying.
too.
Yeah, okay. So the idea would be like if we decide that actually getting a sufficient number of devs to show up in person was not reasonable, and maybe fitting that into the WolfCon schedule might also not be reasonable. Could there be something similar at the 6 month point that would achieve some similar goals? So just adding that within the scope of that conversation.
Yeah, that makes sense. And I guess as I was thinking about this, it seems like one of the most useful things we could get out of it is developers from different development shops coming together. Like there's a lot of internal meetings. So it somehow has it like they need to get something out of it. And it seems like the biggest thing they could get out of it is a chance to be with developers outside their own employer. So okay, that's chat. Yeah, the dreaded survey. Okay. We've got this list of topics here, some of which, yeah, just overlap with what we had talked about before. I don't think there's anything else to pull up right now. All right, TCR board. Okay. Mod linked data import. Anything to report from that?
Yes, I went through all the criteria and there are two small fails that will probably be fixed by Wednesday. And one criterion is not applicable because we added it after the sending the request to us, so this cannot be applied. And a fourth one is actually not added. So there's we have these permission rules for Eureka, but we forgot to add it to our criteria list. So we can probably vote on this on Wednesday. So, but people can already look onto the pull request. It's linked from the Jira.
Did we already fix our criteria for the new Eureka permissions, or is that something that we need to do?
We still need to do that.
Okay. Okay, so we'll vote on this probably. I don't know if we'll have enough people on Wednesday. Maybe we'll probably vote it on Monday. I don't think we haven't picked a topic for Wednesday this week yet. Although it could be updating those criteria if we need to. The reevaluation, there was a lot of chatter about this. Are we all back on track? I saw you unmute, Ingolf, but we're not hearing anything.
I think there was nothing more to do. We have reported the findings to TC, and I got feedback from Olamide in the chat. So, I think one just has to merge the pull request.
Apologies. Maybe I missed a meeting. When was the report to TC done? Or is it
Last
.NET
week in
Server?
the meeting, I thought, but I can summarize again if you want.
No.
Yeah.
If it's been done, I will just go check the PRs to see what the results were.
There was some small issues, especially for things we have changed in the criteria. So, and we communicated this to the PO and the dev lead, and yeah, I think that's it. I mean, and it's not intended to, they're not intended to change the module, just a review. Yeah, there's a documentation missing, then I'm not quite sure about a criterion. It says the module has to log all environment variables when it comes up, when it starts up. Now, we actually looked at this. It does not log them, but there's only one variable, Java options. I mean, every module has Java options, so it's not really a failure. I mean, in principle, it should look, oh, I have Java options, and here's the description, and this is a default value. No. That's it. Yeah, this I've told you, it has its own application descriptor, but the developers say this is unintentional because this is an integration module. Just an integration to EBSCOnet, to some EBSCO software. Yeah, they have to improve the documentation, link to the API documentation in the README.
Olamide.
I will take a look at this PR, and then would have to determine the next steps for the pilot. I'll probably use McAfee's help with that so that we see what we want to change going forward.
That's a good plan.
Thank you.
Okay. So I'll leave this as under evaluation for now until things get reviewed and merged and decide what's happening next. Okay. Okay. This is just more about that. Are we waiting on the UI export manager to until this one is done? Or did we?
I'm sorry. I'm gonna start on that this week, but I don't know if we're waiting on it.
Okay, that's totally fine. I couldn't remember if we. Yeah, thanks. All right. No, still no subgroups or RFCs. The OST. I just want to remember what stage. Well, you updated it, Alameda. Is it in the stage that it's supposed to be now?
Yes, from all our discussions last week, I made the changes for the Trillium OST page. So I think if there aren't any more changes, we should be able to move the, or I guess vote or move the status to active. Or rather, just yeah, away from draft to accept it, I think is the process.
Okay. Okay. Looks good. Okay. Oops, now I got out of the notes. Okay. That's it for today. Or at least it's the end of. Do we want to, are we able to look at updating that Trillium, the Eureka permission thing in our, module review? Like, do we know enough about it, or do we need to get language and then update it? I know I couldn't do it off the top of my head, but I don't know if other people can.
I cannot.
Okay, so how about we put that on for Wednesday? It'll probably be I'm guessing it'll be pretty quick, but if we do it Wednesday, that'll at least give us a chance to prepare. Or does someone want to do it, not in a meeting and bring it Monday? Okay, let's do it Wednesday. No one's reacting, so.
So what am I putting down for what we're doing Wednesday?
Update Eureka permission requirements in module review.
Thank you. I got that.
All right. Anything else for today? Okay, see you Wednesday to talk about permission requirements.
See you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye.